And finally, as far as poetry is concerned today, please join me in welcoming the winner, the overall winner. She's 11, she's Lucy, and she joins us now. Lucy, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what's your poem called?
My poem is called Occupation.
Occupation, and tell me about the inspiration.
Well, I'm not really sure where I got my inspiration from, but I did get some inspiration from the Highwayman poem by Alfred Noyes, where it had some repetition, so I guess I got my repetition from that part of the poem.
And have you spoken to people? Have they come to school to talk about their experiences during the occupation?
Last year in Year 5, we did a topic on World War II, and there were two people that came in who were in Guernsey during the occupation.
And how important is it that the younger generation continues to remember what happened in the occupation?
Well, I think it's quite important, as you need to, like, make so our children and our children's children can learn about it, so which is why it's good to, like, pass the stories down.
Lucy, could you possibly read your poem to us today? Would you be prepared to do that?
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. We're going to sit and listen to Lucy, aged 11, with her poem called The Occupation. Lucy, take it away.
Occupation. In June 1940, our children lined up, waiting, waiting, waiting to be evacuated to safety. We hope to see them soon before the Nazis arrive to stay. On the 28th of June, the Nazis flew over, dropping, dropping, dropping their bombs as they came. People ran and shouted in cellars. Alas, 33 died that day. On the 1st of July, they took over, marching, 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 through our streets in their droves, with loaded guns ready to fire, innocent people left in dismay. They imposed their Nazi rules, censoring, censoring, censoring everything we would say or do, forcing us into hiding. All we could do was pray. We lost a large number of houses, taking, taking, taking everything for themselves, leaving some homeless and desperate with everything taken away. The island was just like a prison, building, 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 fortresses and wild will everywhere. No allies could come in or out, leaving us feeling somber and grey. We were trapped with limited food, scavenging, scavenging, scavenging for every scrap we could find. Black market sales were an option, if only we could pay. For 5 long years this lasted, praying, praying, praying this misery will end soon. Our beautiful isle changed forever, waiting for Liberation Day.